Shots, pills, headaches, gallstones too. You got no energy and nothing to do. But the nurses say you gotta laugh today. Now it might seem like a cloudy day, but then nurse talks on and the clouds go away. And the nurses say you gotta laugh today.
Welcome to Nurse Talk, where laughter is the best medicine, the nurses don't wear white, and there are no embarrassing questions. Nurse Talk is brought to you by the California Nurses Association and the National Nurses Organizing Committee, the voice for the national nurses movement. And now it's time for Nurse Talk. Here's RN Casey Hobbs and company.
You gotta laugh today. Give it a shot. Not that kind.
That's right. It's time once again for Nurse Talk with your co-host Dan, me, that's right, and Casey Hobbs, a nurse searching for truth, justice, and a car that won't jump to 90 miles an hour on its own.
Actually, I wouldn't mind a car that jumped to 90 miles an hour on
yes.
its own. Welcome to Nurse Talk, yet another episode. Dan the Man Grady, my
yes.
co-host, and of course, I'm Casey Hobbs, and we are the nurses on duty today.
Oh.
Oh, me, oh, my, what a situation with the passage of health insurance reform. And I want to
yeah.
stress insurance in that
insurance?
That statement. Health insurance reform, not
oh.
health care.
Okay.
Health insurance reform. I just want to say this, is there has already been enough discourse to fill the universe. It's a start, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is a start.
It is a very
mm-hmm.
good start.
So.
Now, we have the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Now we have the opportunity to go even further in the state of California and mm-hmm. support our own state with a single-payer system.
That would be nice.
We're going to talk more about that in just a moment.
Mm.
Dan, how are you doing?
Well, he's like, Nurse Jackie's back.
Oh, gosh, I
yes.
love that show. Showtime. I just want to plug Nurse
yeah.
Jackie.
Nurse Jackie.
I love that show.
Nurse
and
Jackie.
It came back on last week.
Yes.
So don't forget, you can dish with us by calling or emailing us mm-hmm. at 1-800-977-1863 or our website at nursetalksite.com.
Mm.
Today, we have a great show. We're going to visit with Andrew McGuire, the
Excellent.
Executive Director for California One Care,
yeah.
a coalition that has launched a very ambitious campaign to pass single-payer health care for the state of California.
Excellent.
I absolutely
Excellent.
Love this.
Excellent.
As we know, Senator Mark Leno has introduced Senate Bill 810,
mm-hmm.
a Medicare for All solution for the state of California. And
mm.
I love it that it's Mark Leno.
Yes.
One of my brothers.
Yes.
Makes me love my state even more. You won't yes. want to miss Andrew and what he has to say. And of course, we've got the usual tricks, Dan,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the Square Needle Award,
right.
the news. Is anybody out there laughing?
Mm-hmm.
And the phobia of the week and a few calls later on in the
mm.
show.
Mm. Mm.
But now, Dan.
Mm. Yes.
Here's
yes,
the news yes. and sometimes our views.
Okay.
Here's the latest, Dan, just in. The Tata Nano.
Yes.
East Indian car.
Yes.
Costing only $2,000, a little under $3,000 straight off the line.
What is it, a Bic lighter with wheels?
I mean.
You
don't know how right you are.
Oh.
That's right.
I am?
Burn, baby, burn. The Tata Nano,
oh,
as
God.
They pull it off the line and
yeah.
off the, as they're heading out of that showroom,
yeah.
it has a tendency to catch fire and burn to the ground.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
Burn, Nano, burn.
Oh,
Nano
baby.
Inferno.
That's right, Dan. Burn, baby, burn.
God.
Nano Inferno.
So it catches fire when
it
you
catches fire. And now they're decided that they want to ship it to the United States. Since we're able to take on the Toyota, they figure we're good for the Nana and Tato. Nano Tato.
Tata Nano.
Tata Nano. Oh, my goodness. I'm giving them way more press than they deserve.
No, don't give it press. We don't want it here.
Definitely
burn,
not.
Burn, Nano, burn. Nano Inferno.
Next up, dog that attacked police cars must attend classes. A
yeah.
pit bull mix in Tennessee has been sentenced to obedience training after his dogged attack on a local police car. Winston didn't bite anybody, but he mauled a Chattanooga police car
I remember
in
that.
What might have been a confused attempt to take a bite out of crime. The persistent pooch managed to tear off a section of the front bumper and damage the tires. Which I got to wonder what kind of car they got in Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. It's a Tata Nano.
It must be. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports that a judge ruled that Winston has been a very bad dog.
Winston?
He was sentenced to obedience and good citizen classes.
Oh.
And he'll have to wear a tag that says he is potentially dangerous, which I love because that's readily available from, what, across the street? Not.
Jeez.
Charges against his owner will be dismissed if the classes are completed successfully. Owner Nancy Emmerling said Winston got out of a fenced-in area at a welding shop on March 14th.
So that's anger management for dogs now?
Yes, indeed, with wearing a little tag that's so not helpful,
that
I think.
That is hilarious.
Very funny. Next up, a Michigan fugitive found in Pennsylvania bar in hospital gown.
I can see that.
I love this, Dan. You get right out of the hospital. No need to change your clothes. Head to the nearest bar. A fugitive wanted for bank robbery in Michigan is in custody after police say he walked out of a Pittsburgh hospital and into a bar wearing only his hospital gown with an intravenous needle still in his arm.
I'll take a fifth of scotch. Can you hook up this IV?
Can you hook up the line? Authorities say police were called to JR's bar Friday night after 20-year-old Albert Lewis Thompson II walked in from Allegheny General Hospital. Thompson was taken into custody a short time later. Police in Vandergrift say Thompson has been detained by officers after fleeing a traffic stop there about 25 miles northeast of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So now...
He's underage. First of all, he shouldn't have been
stop.
In the bar.
And he's in Vandergrift. Which, to me, is just grifted, man.
Vandergrift.
He was initially hospitalized after complaining of feeling sick and losing consciousness.
Mm.
Thompson is wanted in Oakland County,
Michigan,
for armed robbery and other charges, and it was not immediately clear if he had an attorney.
Oh.
How could he have? He went right to the
hospital.
Bar.
No,
he went to the bar.
He's from Fresno originally. All right. We're not going there. We're not going back there.
All right. Next up.
You.
Oh, thank you, Fresno.
Thank you.
Police robbers call Connecticut Bank for money to go.
Mm-hmm.
Love this. Police in Connecticut say they had ample warning of a bank robbery because the two suspects called the bank ahead of time and told an employee to get a bag of money ready. This is the height of laziness.
This is the height of stupidity. Awesome.
Police arrested 27-year-old Albert Bailey on an unidentified 16-year-old boy on robbery and threatening charges Tuesday afternoon at a People's United Bank branch in Fairfield.
Wow.
Sergeant James Perez says the two Bridgeport residents showed up about 10 minutes after making the call and were met by police in the parking lot. So they seriously thought they could call and order cash and it would be waiting for them. Perez told the Connecticut Post the suspects were not too bright. And I wonder if they're in high school and if they'll be graduating soon. It's not clear if Bailey and the teen have lawyers.
I don't think they do.
I love both of these cases because it's not clear if they have lawyers.
Yeah.
I think it's abundantly clear that they don't have attorneys.
They don't have sense.
They don't have sense and definitely no attorneys.
Right.
So don't forget, you can chime in by calling 1-800-977-1863 or always email us at nursetalksite.com. And now the moment we've all been waiting for, Dan.
Yes.
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
Each week, our Square Needle Award goes to a deserving person or organization that has somehow put themselves in the news or otherwise come to light for a not-so-charitable act or cause.
Yes.
This week's Square Needle Award goes to Tennessee State House member Glenn Casada. Unemployed? Kids hungry? Too bad. Get a job.
That's what he says.
That's what he says.
Boy.
Tennessee Democratic Party chairman.
He's a Democrat.
Democratic Party chairman. Yeah. Chip Forrester said he was appalled by recent callous statements made by House Republican
caucus chairman
Glenn Casada. Now it's becoming more clear to me.
Okay.
Who has introduced legislation ending unemployment benefits for Tennessee families with dependent children.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think we all need to do the best we can to find a job because they're out there, is what I suggest.
Oh, I see.
Casada replied during a hearing when asked how affected families should feed their children without the benefit. Unbelievable. As if he is out. You know what? We need to vote this man out of office.
Oh, this is terrible.
Let's vote out Republican Caucus Chairman Glenn Casada, and then let's see how he does getting a job.
And I wonder if he has a lawyer.
Exactly. He needs a lawyer.
He's going to need one.
He needs it. I think we should send him the Tata Nano as a little present. So that's why the Square Needle Award goes to Tennessee's Glenn Casada. Gets the square needle.
Yes.
Deservedly.
Poke him now.
Don't go away. We're going to be right back with Andrew McGuire from the California One Care, the campaign to pass single-payer health care in California. This is the big stuff we've been waiting for. Do not go away.
Might be my cloudy day, but Nurse Talk's on the clouds away. Nurse's day, you go away today.
Coast to coast, from Shoshone to Sierra, Gallatin to Davy Crockett, Cherokee to White Mountain. They're more than our national forests. They're national treasures. They thrill us with towering majesty and inspire us with breathtaking beauty. They provide wood for our homes, habitat for wildlife, clean air, and drinking water for millions of us. But they are being destroyed as never before by disease and insects, and devastating fires. The Arbor Day Foundation asks for your help in replanting our national forests to help restore their life-giving benefits and their awe-inspiring splendor. We'll do it one tree at a time, and the trees will become a forest, and the forests will be our future. Visit arborday.org. See what we're doing. See how you can help.
Hi, this is Casey.
And this is Patty from Nurse Talk.
And we're here to tell you about Serenity Pet Services. Patty, you know my little dog, Sherman.
I do indeed.
He's the cutest and best cared for dog on the planet.
Yes, he is.
And I owe it all to Paula at Serenity Pet Services. She's been fantastic. She walks him, she cares for him, she loves him as much as I do. So if you want really reliable pet services, Patty, where do you go?
You go to Serenity Pet Services in Novato. It's the place to go, and you can go to serenitypetservices.com, or you can call 415-328-4218.
And again, if you forget that number, you can always look at nursetalksite.com, and there's a link for the Serenity Pet Services. And once again, Serenity Pet Services, 415-328-4218. What's that number, Patty?
It's 415-328-4218. And how about saying Sherman sent you?
That would be a hoot. Or a bark, as the case may be.
Welcome back to Nurse Talk, where laughter is the best medicine. Now, here's RN Casey Hobbs and company.
Oh, let me come with you, Doctor, please. I don't want to stay up here alone.
All right, then. Close your robe and follow me.
Nurse Talk.
I've always wanted to be a nurse.
In between, do I want to be a doctor or a nurse? And for me, the nursing was the part where they got to spend the most time with the patient.
That was something I wanted to do. I wanted to be a caregiver. I wanted to make a difference in people's lives.
When it comes to changing people's lives, I think that some of the things we do touch and change people's lives forever. Welcome back to Nurse Talk. I'm Casey Hobbs, along with my co-host, Dan the Man Grady, and we're the nurses on duty. Dan, at the top of the show, we introduced a new campaign for single-payer health care here in the great state of California called California One Care.
Yes.
In a moment, we're going to be talking with Andrew McGuire, the executive director, about this massive Netroots and Grassroots, which I love, campaign that features new 30-second TV ads every day for the next year. Let's listen.
Claims Department, Ernestine. Nope, not covered. Being blind is a pre-existing condition. You should have read the fine print. We don't care if you're fed up, just if you're paid up. It takes big bucks to run an insurance company. Medical care is the least of it. This kind of waste does not come cheap. At Controlled Healthcare, life itself is a pre-existing condition. Our prescription for it, don't get sick.
California One Care. Full care for all, for less.
So some of the ads have featured, as you just heard, Lily Tomlin.
One rainy.
Elliot Gould, Egg Begley Jr., Ed Asner, but most feature everyday people who are producing these ads by themselves.
Oh, good.
CalOneCare.org and the 365 ad campaign is a project of healthcare for all in California, and our organizations, for SB 810, the bill put forth by State Senator Mark Leno.
Oh.
And now here is Andrew McGuire, Executive Director for the California One Care. Andrew, welcome and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Casey Dan.
I just love this idea. So, Andrew, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with California One Care.
Well, I've been involved in for 35 years in campaigns to prevent traumatic injuries. The first campaign was in the early 70s to get flame-resistant pajamas for children.
Nice.
And the reason I got involved in that is when I was 7 years old, I was burned when my pajamas caught fire and spent four different admissions going through skin grafts. And for the listeners who want to calculate my age, that was in 1952.
Wow. Okay. So you're right in my ballpark.
So it was just a few days ago. And since then, I've been involved in a campaign to make cigarettes self-extinguish so they won't cause fires in bedding or couches or chairs.
Oh, wow. That's
and that's the law now in the U.S. and Canada, European Union, and so on. And then I help put together, by doing their strategic planning and funding and board member, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And lastly, I've done a lot of work in gun control and small arms control, and I led a campaign to ban cheap little handguns called Saturday Night Specials here in California.
Yes.
Wow.
Excellent.
Well, you are quite the man.
Yeah.
So you go around from issue to issue, and safety sounds like your number one concern?
Yeah, traumatic. I've had an office, free office, I should tell you, at San Francisco General Hospital since 1975.
Wow.
Courtesy of the trauma surgeons there.
Wow.
And I was asked about 5 years ago by Healthcare for All California if I'd give them some advice on campaigning and how to take, you know, this single payer effort to the next level. And the next thing I knew, I was executive director.
Incredible.
So I don't know how all of this has happened in the last 35 years, but I'm trying to get the bastards. I mean, that's basically what I'm up to.
I am absolutely loving you, Andrew. I don't know where you got hatched from, but I wish we had about 20,000 more of you. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I so love that you're spearheading this campaign here in California because I think we are absolutely ripe for us.
Who came up with the strategy for these commercials?
I did.
Awesome.
Did you?
Awesome.
That was one of those moments, you know, you're standing in the shower and you say, you know what would be audacious, something that's never happened that I'm aware of in the United States is to put together an ad campaign where you had a new ad every day.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And so there's two reasons for doing this. One is obviously to get messages out and then hopefully these ads go viral and then down the road we'll raise money to run them in certain small media markets that are appropriate where we want to go from, let's call it from red to blue, if you get my drift.
Yes.
But there's another important issue here, and that is every one of these Hollywood stars that's doing a spot for us pro bono, they're getting informed and educated. And out of all of that kind of beginning work to do these ads, voila, we got the Screen Actors Guild Foundation supporting us.
Excellent.
Excellent.
And they are now part of our statewide coalition, which includes the CNA, the California Nurses Association.
Which is great, because how did you? Did you go to CNA? Did you seek out CNA support?
Yeah, we have a group called the State Strategy Group for Single Payer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the idea of my colleague and me and a woman, Cindy Young, from the California School Employees Association Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I had put together a statewide strategy group for gun control, which is out of that group is how we banned Saturday Night Specials.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, Cindy said from the CSEA, she said, oh, well, I'll bring in the CNA, and you bring in your public health people, and on and on and on. So now we have over 20 organizations statewide.
Brilliant.
Which includes, you know, the CAPA, the California Physicians Alliance, the CNA, League of Women Voters are a key player. We have most recently, our newest member is Amnesty International, USA.
Excellent.
Oh,
and so it is dramatically growing. And this strategy group, and we get represented by Deanna Furman and Michael Leidy on our our coalition. This is the group that is concocting the strategy and working together and figuring out how we work together and plan together and act together.
So
and
California One, Andrew, I just want to be clear. This is in the state of California. This will give every California citizen.
Nope. Every California resident.
Every California resident, even better. Every California resident access to health care.
More than that. It'll give them the Cadillac policy for health care, mental health, dental, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Brilliant.
Whether they work or don't work. If they don't work, they don't pay into it. If they do work, they will pay into it.
Excellent.
But it's a single-payer system that's been modeled after the best of the best around the world.
Absolutely. And the brilliant thing about this, Andrew, is it does cut costs, does it not?
There's been one major study done by the Lewin Group, and lo and behold, we spend in California a couple hundred billion dollars a year, over $200 billion a year on health care in California. If we had this single payer in place, we would pay in the first year alone about $8 billion less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But every resident would be covered with a Cadillac plan.
Absolutely. It's brilliant. And the Lewin Group that you mentioned... that did the study. What would the study showed that it would actually cost?
It would save $8 billion in the first year and more each year thereafter.
Well, what's surprising to me is because the Lewin Group is run by the insurance companies, is it not?
They were purchased, after they did our study, they were purchased by United Health.
Very fascinating.
Take them out of the picture.
Very fascinating.
So I'm not going to make judgment on whether or not the Lewin Group has been bought off and changed. I have no concrete evidence of
No, of course not.
Researchers have been
just a coincidence.
But it's very suspicious.
So I love this campaign. And Nurse Talk, I would like to, you're doing a commercial every day. I want to make sure to mention this on every show because here in California, I really want everybody to be covered. This is what we fell short in the national campaign. It was a great start, but I think California should lead this movement to get health care for all.
Absolutely.
We are so far ahead of the rest of the country. The next state that's getting close to getting single payer ever so slowly is Pennsylvania.
Very good.
There's some other states. And I'm in touch with those people leading those campaigns on a weekly conference call. But I'll tell you, having already got our policy bill through the state legislature twice and vetoed by Schwarzenegger twice, tells you we're way ahead. And that's why Amnesty International chose to get involved with California and Senator Leno's SB 810 in our campaign, is that they have a new effort in Amnesty International worldwide to get involved in improving maternal and child health and homelessness and a few other things. And they identified single payer as one of the key building blocks for solving societal problems.
Absolutely. It makes absolute sense. So how can we get more involved?
Let me give the website, first of all.
Okay, very good.
CaliforniaOneCare.org. It's spelled out, the whole state, California, and then O-N-E-C-A-R-E, CaliforniaOneCare.org. And
excellent.
When you go there, every day, you'll see right there on the front home page that day's ad.
Very good.
And I have to give you a sort of a preview of what's going to be on the website within a month, and that is we'll have a big button you can click on if you want to get involved in what we're calling a One Care team. And that's just simply you want to get involved, give us your email address, and we will then enroll you into our campaign, and we want creative ideas. We want people to join us who have great ideas to do in their community to raise this issue far and wide. We've got to inoculate about 5 or 6 million California voters
mm-hmm.
to be savvy,
yes.
supportive, and unwavering. When we get single payer, the insurance industry is going to go right to the initiative, and they're going to try to overturn this. And they're going to spend $200-300 million. Who knows how much money they'll spend?
Yes.
And when they put out their TV ads and their propaganda campaign to have people vote to get rid of that stupid government program, as I'm sure they'll frame it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we need those inoculated, educated California voters.
Absolutely.
Time out. This is, again, craziness from the vested interest insurance industry, and I'm sure the pharmaceutical industry will be involved. And because, you know, this bill also allows the state of California to negotiate drug prices with the drug companies.
Brilliant.
And that's another cost-saving measure that's really huge.
Absolutely.
And it'll also allow state of California to negotiate with those companies that make CAT scanners and wheelchairs and prosthetics, which all have these outrageous markups.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, totally.
And so that's done. That'll be over with single payer in California.
Brilliant. So, Andrew, I would love to have you come back on, and Nurse Talk would also love to do one of those commercials. We're going to look into doing one of your 30-second spots, and we'll definitely put this up on our website. So if people go to nursetalksite.com, we're going to play the ads in rotation, and we're also going to have the information about SB 810.
Excellent.
So, Andrew, thank you so much for all the work you've done over all these years at keeping all of us safe, and now for spearheading this beautiful SB 810 and the campaign to get single-payer health care here in California.
Yay.
And I love it that you're out at San Francisco General. I worked there for a while in my past, and anybody who can have an office at San Francisco General since 1975, that in and of itself, Andrew, deserves some kind of an award.
It's a political accomplishment.
It is indeed. That is quite incredible.
Let me add one quick thing.
Yes.
We have a little patch, we call it, that you can put on your website.
Okay.
And if you put it on there, if you just email through the California One Care campaign, andrew@californiaonecare.org, you can put that patch on your website, and every day you'll see the next ad, and you can click on it and watch the ad.
Very good. So, that's excellent. We will definitely take you up on that.
Great.
So I want to thank you so much, Andrew, for being on the show. We're definitely going to have you back, and thanks for the good fight that you've been doing all these years for all of us.
Thank you both, really.
All righty.
Very important what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know those gowns they give you in the hospital that are open in the back? Reminds me of our healthcare system. No matter how much you pay for insurance, it just doesn't cover your ass. What we need is California One Care. Full coverage all the time for everybody, for everything. So if you feel that cool breeze coming from the south, join the campaign for California One Care. Get involved and get covered.
California One Care. Full care for all, for less.
Hi, this is Zenny Cortez, co-president of the California Nurses Association National Nurses Organizing Committee. We're proud to sponsor Nurse Talk Radio because, well, it's fun, informative, and all about nurses. We're all about nurses, too, winning landmark RN to patient ratio legislation in California to ensure patients have a nurse at their bedside, and now we're fighting to secure a national patient advocacy law. From coast to coast, we've won the best contracts for registered nurses in the nation. 30 years ago, RNs were among the lowest paid professionals, had no retirement, and work every weekend. Today, working together, nurses at CNA and NOC hospitals have safer staffing conditions, a more secure retirement, excellent salaries, and the ability to deliver the care patients deserve. If you're a nurse who's looking to take action, find out more at www.callnurses.org and keep listening to Nurse Talk.
Coast to coast, from Shoshone to Sierra, Gallatin to Davy Crockett, Cherokee to White Mountain. They're more than our national forests. They're national treasures. They thrill us with towering majesty and inspire us with breathtaking beauty. They provide wood for our homes, habitat for wildlife, clean air, and drinking water for millions of us. But they are being destroyed as never before by disease and insects, and devastating fires. The Arbor Day Foundation asks for your help in replanting our national forests to help restore their life-giving benefits and their awe-inspiring splendor. We'll do it one tree at a time, and the trees will become a forest, and the forests will be our future. Visit arborday.org. See what we're doing. See how you can help.
Welcome back to Nurse Talk, where laughter is the best medicine. Now, here's RN Casey Hobbs and company.
Now I'll listen to you. What's the matter with you?
Nothing at all. I never was sick a day in my life. I just come here to repair your telephone.
Nurse
Nurse Talk.
We are nurses, so we cannot prescribe, diagnose, or treat. We give advice, but we also advise our callers to see their physicians. But as always, laughter is the best medicine. Right, Maggie?
Correct.
Welcome back to Nurse Talk, where laughter is the best medicine and...
freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Dan, I think that's one of our old friends, Lucille Jones.
Lucille? Honey, is that you?
That's right. Yeah. I thought you might enjoy meeting Lucille, the listeners would enjoy listening to a slice of Lucille's life. We have Lucille on the line, and if I'm not mistaken, Lucille, have we not talked to you before? This is Maggie and Casey from Nurse Talk.
Yeah, huh? You talked to me back a while ago when my mother got put in a nursing home.
Oh, exactly. Now I'm remembering, Lucille. So how is your mom?
Well, her MRSA is cured.
Excellent.
Oh, good. I'd love to ask you, I heard that you took your mother on a long ride back to Buffalo and then back home to Texas.
No, it wasn't to Buffalo. I lived near the Canadian border.
Oh,
you know, in a small town called Lisbon, New York.
I see.
And that's where we're originally from. And we took my mother up there. Now, you know, mind you, my mother has a G-tube in place, a tube into her stomach.
Right.
You know, so that she can eat, because she can't eat anything by mouth, you know.
Okay.
And everything like that. So we took her up there, and then after we watched the parade and everything, I think she got a bit of pneumonia, sitting outside under a blanket with her brother.
Well, now wait, if I can...
the wind blowing, and it must have been down to 30 degrees that one summer day or something.
Now, I got to ask you, Lucille, so you take your mother out of a nursing home in Texas, and you drive her across the country to upstate New York.
That's correct.
And then you have her sit outside under a blanket to watch a parade.
That's it. It's the only parade the town ever has. They have one little parade a year.
And was this why you brought her back, was to see the parade?
Yes, we took her there to see the parade, and we invited all the relatives over to sit in the front yard, you know, and watch the parade with us.
Okay, so you went on this parade, and you had your mother out in this freezing weather, and she developed pneumonia?
Yes, I believe she did. We headed down to visit her brother in Atlantic City, New Jersey. But round about, Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is just south of the New York line, she started this cough, and she coughed continually. I was going to pull over there in Allentown and put her in the hospital there in Allentown, and then I thought maybe Philadelphia, and then we called ahead to see if there was a hospital down there in Atlantic City and where it was about and everything, and we got there. We got her finally admitted, or at least in the emergency room door around midnight. It was raining and everything. And we had
so you to, just kept you know, driving with your sick mother to, from place to place, thinking of a place that you could take her in to get
yes.
her some help. Gosh.
And I said to my sister, you know, this is going to be a bit of a case for APS. You know,
and did you
yes.
also
protective services?
Yes,
so
exactly
my
correct.
And we go through the door here.
And did you also have a Foley catheter in place?
Oh, yes, we had a Foley catheter.
Drain
in
her urine.
The
oh, my gosh.
In place. We had a portable commode, a wheelchair, and a portable folding ramp.
All in the back of your car.
All in the back of the car.
So you get to the hospital and you tell your sister now, just follow my lead.
Follow my lead. We go through the door. And they asked me exactly where I was from. I said, San Francisco. And they said, and looked at my sister and you, and she said, oh, I'm from East Texas, Longview, Texas. And then they said, and your mother? And we said, from upstate New York. And they said, pray tell, what are you doing here in Atlantic City at midnight with this 90-year-old woman with a G-tube in place? I said, well, obviously we're trying to get her into the hospital, you know. Anyway, so we did finally get her in, and we didn't think we were going to get her out. We were sure we were going to get turned into APS, but we did get away from... you know, the FBI and the CIA around to find out what the hell we were doing with the 90-year-old.
To find out what the heck we were pulling her all around the country for.
Yeah, exactly. Driving her around the country in the back of a van.
Did you have your guns on this
patrol?
No, we
didn't have the guns with us this time.
Thank
goodness.
But,
Well, actually, my sister does carry a gun when we travel, but I'm not supposed to be mentioning that.
She carries a gun when she travels just in case. Is that it?
Well, in case, you know, we get pulled over late at night by some subversives. You know what I mean?
Some subversives.
Because
so many subversives are out after two women and a 90-year-old in the back of a van with a G-tube and a Foley catheter, a commode.
Well, this was the best part of the story was on the way home. My sister wanted me to see Memphis. I had never seen Memphis. I think she wanted me to get some of that Elvis Presley memorabilia. And so she all of a sudden pulls off in Memphis, and there we are in downtown Memphis on Beale Street. And this is where all the hoopla goes, you know. So she drops me off in a knick-knack shop, and I'm in there. Well, you know, 45 minutes or so have gone by, and she's gone with the van. I said, where the hell did she go with the van? So I'm phoning her on the cell phones, and she doesn't answer. I find out that she's parked outside of the FedEx building there in downtown Memphis. And she's had to take a dump in the worst way. And she jumps in the back of the van and flips up my mother's portable commode. And she's sitting there taking a dump outside the FedEx building in the red zone. And up come the police, and they're knocking on the window of the car. Meanwhile,
and she's
she hears
inside
the phone ringing and ringing and ringing. She finally answers it. She says, I don't know if I'm going to get out of this mess one way or the other, but the police are trying to get in, and I'm here having to take this dump in the back of the van. I said, let's get the hell out of town quick.
Pooping in a commode in a red zone is a huge fine. You know, Maggie and I just have such a pleasure talking to you. So we'd like to check in on you and your mom on a regular basis. Would that be okay?
That'd be fine.
Well, thanks so much, Lucille. And we will be checking in on you from time to time.
All right, Casey and Maggie.
All right. Okay, thanks
bye-bye.
Very much.
Bye-bye, Lucille.
Bye-bye.
On the road again. Just can't wait.
And now it's time for... Is anybody out there laughing?
Hello?
Our nation's in trouble. Unless we act now, there will be distant sounds of laughter slowly, slowly disappearing. We at Nurse Talk have taken it upon ourselves to bring back random acts of laughter, one call at a time.
Thank you for calling Toda Zion Marin. How may I direct your call?
Hi, this is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter's the best medicine. Tell me, who am I speaking to?
Okay, she didn't want to play.
Another happy Prius owner.
But they're still moving forward, I think.
Yes, they are.
Thank you for calling Marin Luxury Cars.
Hi, this is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter's the best medicine. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. I want to ask you, is anybody there laughing?
Not usually.
Not usually. How about... It sounds
well,
to me like you
laughed
right now. This is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter is the best medicine. Do you mind if I put you on the air?
I'm a receptionist.
That's
so
okay.
I can probably get someone for you, though.
No, that's okay. You just laughed.
Okay.
Thank you for playing with us on Nurse Talk Radio.
Bye-bye. Yay!
It is hard for people to laugh on their job, I guess.
It is.
Honda.
Hi, this is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter's the best medicine. Can you tell me who I'm speaking to, please?
This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Tell me, is anybody there laughing?
Oh, Honda doesn't want to play either. Laughing must really be hard to do.
Good afternoon, manager from Car Wash.
Hi, this is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter's the best medicine. Tell me, who am I speaking to?
Oh, I guess our...
Hey, Car Wash is dirty work.
Good afternoon, Headlines. Carol speaking. May I help you?
Hi, Carol. This is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter's the best medicine. Is anybody there laughing?
Yay!
Yay! Awesome, Carol. You did it. You laughed. You rule.
Wow.
Where's your shop?
Where's your shop?
I love it. Thank you. It's Headlines. 1547 4th Street, San Rafael.
Excellent.
We
excellent.
Love it.
Do you
we
mind
love
if
it.
We plug you on the air there?
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
So everybody head on over to Headlines, because
yes,
they know how to laugh.
That's right.
No one is coming to the phone, so leave a message after the beep.
This is Dan from Nurse Talk. Are you laughing? That's what I call canned laughter.
Hello.
This is Dan from Nurse Talk Radio, where laughter's the best medicine. Is anybody there laughing?
Not right now.
Not right now. How about in the future, sir?
Right now I am.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Can all we put right. you on the radio?
Can we put you on the air, sir?
Can you put me on the air?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Put
this
you
is
on
Nurse
the air.
Talk
this
Radio.
Is Nurse Talk
sure.
Radio.
Okay, thank you very much.
Remember,
sir.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for playing.
I've just been on Nurse Talk Radio.
Stay with us. We'll be right back with Phobia of the Week, some email questions, and some nurses' notes.
Coast to coast, from Shoshone to Sierra, Gallatin to Davy Crockett, Cherokee to White Mountain. They're more than our national forests. They're national treasures. They thrill us with towering majesty and inspire us with breathtaking beauty. They provide wood for our homes, habitat for wildlife, clean air, and drinking water for millions of us. But they are being destroyed as never before by disease and insects and devastating fires. The Arbor Day Foundation asks for your help in replanting our national forests to help restore their life-giving benefits and their awe-inspiring splendor. We'll do it one tree at a time, and the trees will become a forest, and the forests will be our future. Visit arborday.org. See what we're doing. See how you can help.
Hi, this is Casey.
And this is Patty from Nurse Talk.
And we're here to tell you about Serenity Pet Services. Patty, you know my little dog, Sherman.
I do indeed.
He's the cutest and best cared for dog on the planet.
Yes, he is.
And I owe it all to Paula at Serenity Pet Services. She's been fantastic. She walks him, she cares for him, she loves him as much as I do. So if you want really reliable pet services, Patty, where do you go?
You go to Serenity Pet Services in Novato. It's the place to go, and you can go to serenitypetservices.com, or you can call 415-328-4218.
And again, if you forget that number, you can always look at nursetalksite.com, and there's a link for the Serenity Pet Services. And once again, Serenity Pet Services, 415-328-4218. What's that number, Patty?
It's 415-328-4218. And how about saying Sherman sent you?
That would be a hoot. Or a bark, as the case may be.
Welcome back to Nurse Talk, where laughter is the best medicine. Now, here's RN Casey Hobbs and company.
What did you want to study medicine for? You'd have made a swell pawnbroker.
Nurse Talk.
Now, Nurse Talk presents Phobia of the Week.
This week's phobia is bathmophobia.
Bathmophobia.
B-A-T-H-M-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Bathmophobia. And the first caller with the right answer wins a $25 gift certificate to Starbucks. So give us a call at 1-800-977-1863 or email us your best answer to nursetalksite.com. The phobia last week, Dan.
Yes.
Barophobia.
Barophobia.
Barophobia. What do you think that means? And no, it's not about Fresno.
Okay. Fear. Fear of a bar of soap. No?
I don't think so. No, it was fear of gravity.
Wow.
Fear of gravity is barophobia.
Well, if you get drunk enough at the bar, you're going to have a fear of gravity when you fall on your head.
That's right. And we had a winner for barophobia.
Yeah, who was it?
William Glass.
Hey.
Congratulations, William. He got the right answer to barophobia.
Ooh, raise a glass to William
So Glass. He gets a $25 gift certificate to Starbucks. We will send that out to you, William, and thanks for playing.
Bring your gun.
Oh, there's the doorbell. Who's on the line?
Yes, I have a question for the doctor. I have been a type 1 diabetic since I was 6. But now I work and I'm basically a workaholic, and most often I don't plan my meals during the day. I get rushed and usually end up grabbing what's in front of me. I eat whatever's in front of me, and I know that's not good for me. I am on insulin three shots a day. I seem to regulate pretty well, but I think stress is also a factor. I'm really pretty shy about asking questions with respect to doctor's advice, because when I was 12, a doctor told me that my life expectancy, because I had type 1 diabetes, was only 30 to 35. That scared me, and I really got scared of going to doctors altogether. I'm 35 now, and would like some suggestions about how I might rein in my diet and what effects it might have on my health if I did lose weight. I am about 50 pounds overweight, so I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, that is an excellent, excellent question. And the first thing I want to say to somebody who has had type 1 diabetes for the better part of their life, congratulations for being healthy, relatively healthy in your 30s. That's remarkable. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. I want to apologize for the doctor. And when you started off your question, you were saying for the doctors, and of course, you know, Dan and I are nurses.
Right.
We are not doctors. We cannot prescribe, treat, or diagnose. But I can tell you with diabetes, the number one thing, and this goes for everybody out there and could prevent so much type 2 diabetes, is losing weight.
Right.
Even losing 10%, as we found out last week with Dr. Al Schuler, even losing 10% of your body fat can make a huge difference, especially with diabetes. So the biggest thing with diabetes, this person's already taking three shots a day, is prepared meals and exercising. You know, Dan, it's the combination.
Right.
Exercise and meal prep.
Right.
You know, because grabbing stuff.
45 grams of carbohydrate per meal for a female diabetic and 60 per meal for men. And that's 60 grams per meal. And I'll just give you a quick example. A slice of bread is 15. But if you are going to exercise and you are a diabetic, it's eat for the exercise, because you might want to just add a little extra carbohydrate so you don't bottom out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about saying diabetics, I was once in my past going to be a clinical diabetes educator, and somebody taught me this, that in no other disease, we don't say a heart attacker, we don't say an MI-er, we don't say ulcerite-er, we don't say that, but we tend to describe people with diabetes as diabetics. And really, they're people with diabetes. So it doesn't define you. That's the one thing I want to say. And I think it's important for people with diabetes. And the other thing is, I, you know, being overweight, am prone to type 2. And I know the best thing I can do is not to snack during the day and not to grab whatever's there, but think about your meals, especially if you have diabetes.
Non-sedentary
and plan
lifestyle.
Out your days. And walking, swimming.
Right.
Gentle exercise. Move more.
I just saw
this thing, kettlebell. Have you heard of a kettlebell?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Oh, it's this cool little kettlebell weight thing that I'm going to invest in.
Oh, okay.
5 pound weight, and you do all these different exercises with it, and
it's
great
for you. Is it an actual bell? Because if you could go jog out on the plateau, and we'd think it was a... You can hear the cowbell out there.
Yeah, you could. That would just be my flap hitting against the inside of my flap would be that cowbell.
You know, I was a diabetic educator at UC Davis before.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
That's right.
45 grams a meal.
45 grams a meal. And the more important thing, as we know, it's all about moderation.
Absolutely.
You can eat anything you like as long as you have every food group on your plate.
Yeah.
And you exercise.
Yeah, and don't overdo it right out of the gate with the exercise.
Absolutely.
Build up to it.
And the same with the diet. You don't have to wipe out everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, we've gone on too long. There's another doorbell.
Okay.
Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Evelyn, longtime listener, first-time caller. I have fabulous sex with my boyfriend, but he has three testicles. Should I be concerned?
No wonder it's fabulous.
Well, thank you, Evelyn, for that call. And Dan, three testicles, not to be confused with the three tenors.
You know, no, all I can think of is Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise on the first date. You know, I'm sorry.
I actually,
that's amazing.
I actually looked this up. It is very rare, but there are men who do have three testicles. And the interesting thing for me was some of the testicles are fully functional, the third testicle, and some are not hooked up with the sperm and the semen at all.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Very, very interesting. But it is a condition, and it does not affect them.
Mentally,
although she's,
it might.
She's saying that they have great sex, so I don't know.
Well, I would imagine
maybe a third
any
testicle
guy with
will
a third...
give you some. Give you more.
You bet your bottom.
That's right. You bet your bottom dollar. So bottom line to Evelyn, there is nothing to worry about. And especially if you're saying that you're having good sex, I can't think of a better thing next to laughing that produces so much.
Golly!
That produces so much calming.
Yes.
So it gives you such a calming effect, I should say.
Imagine.
Next up, email questions, Dan. Dear nurses, yelp, yelp, I have really bad pain in my foot. Not only when I walk on it, but when I'm sitting down or lying down. The pain doesn't seem to go away. Motrin, wine, foot massage, ice, heat, nothing. Mm-hmm. It seems to be on the bottom of my foot, but I'm not sure. Help. Signed, Footless in Sonoma.
I had advice. Sit down.
Sit down. No, there's pain even when you sit down.
I know.
So actually, this is very interesting because I have a friend of mine who was just diagnosed with a neuroma on the bottom of her foot.
Okay.
And so it is actually, the doctor said to her, I don't like to refer to it as a tumor. Okay, thank you, doctor. But it is, in fact, a benign tumor on the bottom of your foot, and it impinges on the nerves in the foot, hence the severe pain.
Ouch, yeah.
So they treat the neuroma with either going in and cortisone directly into that, or surgery to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
But they also start with like an orthotic. So the first thing I would say is go see the doctor.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you definitely need to have that diagnosed when the pain is so bad.
Yeah.
All right, next. Dear Casey and Dan, what happened to the flu season? Is it gone? Can I still get H1N1, or is that behind us? Signed, Jeanette L. in San Francisco. So the first question is, Jeanette, did you want it? Did you miss out on it?
Were you hankering for some
H1N1?
Is it gone?
Because
I
think you could still get some if you hang out in any of the preschools.
Yeah.
You might pick up some
but
H1N1.
No, you know, I really have a theory.
I think Safeway has a run on it, Dan. H1N1 aisle one. Yeah, in the 10 items or less, you can also get some H1N1.
You know, one thing about this is that now that the weather is getting better, less people are in confined areas
promoting respiratory infections. Less H1N1 going around.
Right, right.
So it's not behind us. It's never behind us because it's not about your behind, right?
No, it's not. It's about
H1N1. It's about the head. That's right, not the behind.
Right.
So the answer to the question is, Dan said, when it gets nice and warm out, people get out more, and so you have less flu-type things.
Yeah.
And now, Dan, the music signals it's time for nurses. Nuts.
Yes. You know, Casey, I just the other day I was. No, that was somebody else.
Okay, great. So he's talking about a little senior moment, Alzheimer's, I do believe, setting in on Dan.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I have a nurse's note for you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
A brand new nurse just out of college, nursing school, Catholic high school and college, goes to put a condom catheter on her first patient.
Okay.
And she goes in his room and is applying the condom catheter, and he gets and she says, oh my gosh, that's so helpful. Thank you so much. He is scarlet red.
Okay.
She finishes the procedure, goes to the nurse's station and says, the most exciting thing just happened. I was putting a condom catheter on a man and his penis got that's so amazing. It made it so easy for me. Does everybody do that?
Ooh. Well, Casey, speaking from experience,
she had no idea after going through nursing school and anatomy and physiology that
people get
exactly.
And remember, the local politicians are running for re-erection.
That's right. We'd like to thank our guests today. A special thanks to the California Nurses Association and the National Nurses United for their support of Nurse Talk. To learn more about today's topics, visit nursetalksite.com and calnurses.org. Last but never least, our executive producer, Patty Lockhart, my co-host, Dan the Man Grady, June Miller, JMC Sound Design and Production, Tanya McCallum Design, Peter B. Collins, Collins Media Services. Don't forget about California One. And a great big thank you to our listeners. See you next week. Laughter really is the best medicine.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Nurse Talk. We want your feedback. Visit our website at nursetalksite.com and let us know what you think. For more information about the National Nurses Movement and California Nurses Association, visit calnurses.org. Listen to Nurse Talk every Sunday at 2 or live streaming at green960.com. Until then, remember, laughter is the best medicine.
You gotta laugh today. Give it a shot.